Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody as we prepare for Parshas HaChodesh for the month of Nisan, which is almost upon us, and of course the Parshas Vayakal Pekudei, the month of Nisan, Shasim Ligal, we talk about the building of the Chayshin, or rather of the Mishkan, which is the original building. We hope the Binyan Bayis Shlishi will come, the Karav Mamish, when the Bayis Shlishi will be built. Will we hire workers? We do it ourselves. Some of it will come down from Shemayim, but there'll be work to be done. Are we going to hire workers or we'll do it ourselves? I don't know. I would think be a rush for everybody to try to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And this leads me to one of the questions that I have, and that is why, when Shlomo HaNoah set out to build the Beis HaMikdash, why was it that he allowed Hiram from Tsair to be involved in a lot of the work? Why did he give the work away to somebody else? It really needs a Hesber. I shared with you, I think it was a few weeks ago, but I shared with you in the past the clair of the Ragachava. If the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is the Maisa Binyan, if it's actually a Maisa mitzvah, like shaking a lulav is a Maisa mitzvah. Or if the mitzvah is the Tetzah, the mitzvah is the result of the mitzvah. Why in the Chanukah B'Leira? The mitzvah is that the B'Leira should be lit. Which one is the Maisa? Is it the act that's the Maisa? Or is it the result that's the mitzvah? The Ragachava declares this in a number of places in his Sefer on the Rambam, one place in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perikim Halacha Dalet, where he writes that the mitzvah is the Tetzah, the nafkamina that he brings is where the women are obligated. If it's a mitzvah in the maisa, the building, then it's a mitzvah seshes mangrab. It can only be built certain times. And then women are pturis. If it's a mitzvah, it's only in the result. If it's in the result, then the women will be obligated. Like Shainim say by Mrs. Mila. The Tesis Rid famously on that. Chavtesa Men Aleph in Kiddushin asks, why do I need a pasuk to exclude women for Mila? The mitzvah says she's not grama, can't be done certain times. And the answer is the mitzvah is to make sure it gets done. Not the maisa, but the result. If the mitzvah is the result, that may explain that the act is really only a hechsher mitzvah. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech had others do it. Had others do it. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it himself. He had it done through others. If the mitzvah is to make sure it gets built rather than mitzvah building it itself, that would explain how others were involved in doing it. Many, many years ago, around Chodesh Nisan, a number of great Talmidei Chachamim were on a boat. And it was approaching the Yom Tov HaPesach, and what we call this man Bior, not Bior Chametz, but Bior Maestris, after the third and sixth year of the cycle, there's a mitzvah, an obligation, to give out all your trumas of Maestris. And on the boat, Rabbi Gamliel knew he had not distributed everything. And the Gemara brings, both in Kiddushin and above Mitzia, the story of how on the boat he distributed the Meiser to Rabbi Yeshua, the Trumi had given out already, but the Meiser to Rabbi Yeshua, who in turn gave the Truma to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Kayin, and he gave the Meisani to Rabbi Kiva, who was the Gabbai Tzedakah. The discussion is how he distributed on the boat. Now, wait a minute, fast forward 2,000 years. What's the halacha al pi din? Let's say you order something. You order something from Amazon. I'm a Jewish vendor. And the Amazon fellow delivers it by leaving it on your front steps. Puts it out on your front steps, he leaves. And then it gets damaged. It gets stolen. Who takes the loss? Api halacha. Do we say, well, until the receiver receives it, it still belongs to the sender, then it's his loss? Or do we say he's kind of on the front stoop? Well, the front stoop is a chaser sheinu mishtameris. It may belong to the owner of the house, which would be kind of a kinyan chaser, become his, but not a chaser sheinu mishtameris, not something that's open to the public. And then I would say it belongs to the sender, and he takes the loss. What is the halacha? This shaila depends on what took place on the boat with Rav Gamliel. And not because of a twisted logical idea, somehow a pulpula d'iraisa to put the elephant through a hole in the eel. No, straight from the Gemara. I'll explain. On the boat, Rav Gamliel had to have a way to give over ownership in the wheat to, let us say, Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Levi, or Rabbi Kiva, who was the Gabe Tzedakah for Aniyim. How did he do it? So the Gemara says that he rented the ground under the wheat to Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua, Tyson says, gave him some money and acquired an ownership in the land under the wheat. And with that, he was kind of the wheat. With which kinyan? The Gemara in Bav Metzia, and Daf Yad Aleph, first assumes it was a kinyan chatzar. It was kind of because once he owned the land underneath, so he even rented it, with that, he could be kind of the wheat that's on top of it. That's called kinyan chatzar. Gemara says, no. That chatzar, he was not Ayman Betzina, he was not there, he was on the boat. It was a chatzar sheinim shtamer, so it was not guarded for him. It could not have been Kenyan Chatzar. So the Gemara asks, what did they do? So the Gemara actually has two versions of what took place. The first is that he was kind of, it was Kenyan Agav. It's not the time and setting for an explanation of Kenyan Agav, but it wasn't Kenyan Chatzar. That's what's important. He used Kenyan Agav, but Yeshua was kind of the wheat along with the land under it. That's the Gemara's first explanation. Gemara's second explanation, Rav Papa comes along, Rav Papa says, no, it was Kenyan Chatzar. In other words, he owned the land under it, he rented the land under it, and with that, he acquired the wheat. But it's a Chatzar Sheinu Mishtameris. He says, no. When Das Acheres Makna Shani, when someone is Makna something, someone gives you ownership, then you can be kinda in a property, even if you're not there, even if it's not mishtameres, even if it's not guarded. Das acheres makdashani. If someone else gives it to you, that's a different story. Then your chatzasheinu mishtameres is kinda. What does that mean? That means that although we have a basic rule based on a mishnah, that I can acquire things in my property only if the item in the property is either the safe, mishtameres, got a fence around it, or if I'm standing there, which is the equivalent, there's a third way to do it. Das acheres makneshani. If someone gives it to me, that's different. So says Rav Papa, since Rav Gamliel was makna to Rabbi Yeshua, he gave it to him. Das Acheres Makneshani Diktsois. It's a mirace. If Aleph explains Rav Papa Svara, he brings a sheet of Mukubetzes. If you want, you can look it up. What's important to us is that Rav Gamliel, Rav Papa, has a chiddush here. He has a chiddush that someone gives you something by putting it onto your property, even in a mishtameres, even in a place that's not necessarily a safe place to keep things, it becomes yours. Turns out, according to Rav Papa, if the mailman, the Amazon man, or the delivery man from the local restaurant, brings a package and gives it to me by placing it onto my property, I'm kind of it. Even a chatzar sheinu mishtameres. Because it's das acheres makneshani, someone else gave it to me. Do we pass him for a papa? The Rif says no. The Rif says the Ikar is like the first teretz in the Gemara. Now, on the boat, Rabbi Gamliel did Kinyan Agav with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva. He gave them the wheat with a different type of Kinyan called Kinyan Agav. The Rosh quotes the Rif and disagrees with him. He says that Rav Ashi in the Gemara explains Rav Papa, which is an indication we do pass them like him. And on the boat, they did Kinyan Chotzer. They didn't do Kinyan Agav. On the boat, they gave over the wheat through the method called Kinyan Chatzar. And we rule like Rav Papa. Wow, turns out the Amazon package is dependent on a machlaikis, the Rif and the Rosh. According to the Rif, the owner of the house does not acquire the package. It still belongs to the sender. According to the Rosh, the owner of the house does acquire the package. And suddenly it belongs to the receiver. How do we paskin? Well, the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Siman Reish passes like the Rif. The Mechaber was a Sfaradi, and the Rif was a Sfaradi. He paskins like him. The Ramah says Yesh Chalkim. He brings the Rosh. He says the Chen Yesh Lairais, and this is the way to paskin. Turns out, according to the Mechaber and the meaning of the Sfaradim, it still belongs to the sender. According to the Ramah and the custom of Ashkenazim, it belongs to the receiver. Now the Shach there says, 1 minute, this all depends on what happened on the boat. If on the boat they did, if we would know they did Kinyan Chatzah, we know the halacha is like Rav Papa. If we would know that they did Kinyan Agav, we would know the halacha is not like Rav Papa. Depends what happened on the boat. And since the indication from other sources is that the main thing is that what happened on the boat was a Kinyan Agav, so the Shach says that we should rule like the Rif, like the Mechaber. But he ends up by saying he's not sure. And he says it remains a Suffolk. Amazing. So it turns out that this is a serious dispute, lahalacha. The two Tirutzim and the Gemara depend on it. What happened on the boat depends on it. The Rif and the Rosh, the Mechab and the Ramah. The Shach, the Nesivus answers the Shach's Rayas. They're in the beginning of Siman Reish. Beautiful Dvar Torah, but the Dvar Musa Shavai. 2,000 years ago, they're sitting on a boat. And being Mekayim a Mitzvah. And for 2,000 years, Klal Yisrael is tumbling over what happened. Klal Yisrael tried to figure it out. In the generation of Rav Papa and Rav Ashi, they tried to figure it out. In the generation of the Rishonim, they tried to figure it out. In the generation of the Achrayim, and here we are 2,000 years later. They're still tumbling over Amazon deliveries. Ah, if we could only know Rav Gamliel did on the boat, if we would have a video, and we could see. Well, see, you would know. You have to listen in. But on the boat, Rabbi Yeshua gave Rabbi Gamliel a few dollars, maybe a few zuz. He said, I'm acquiring the land under your wheat. And with that, I'm acquiring your wheat through Kenyan. Well, he either said Chatzar, or he said Agav, Miodea. The Rif and Rosh argue about it. Ah, the Klal Yisrael tumbles weiter until Mashiach will come and tell us exactly what took place. And with that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful beginning of preparation for Pesach. Yitzhak Hashem, it should be a Heilige Gesunte Shabbos for all of us, and for Achenu B'nai Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, Yayim Eletzar Aseinu Dai.